Well, I'm ready. The question is, are you ready? And is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. So?
Ready?
Off you go.
Huh? Oh, really? Is it ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Hey guys, it's Minsu. This is the gold standard time again. Yay! Well, the gold standards, we are aiming to be the best version of you. Not necessarily you become the champion in the world, but anytime you become better than yesterday, that matters to us. So thank you for joining me here today. I am here with my friend and producer, Joy.
Yeah, how's it going? Good to be back here again. Can you believe it's episode 10 already?
Is it? Oh my gosh, time flies.
It does indeed,
yay.
Especially when you're having fun. And episode 10, that means it's a special episode, question and answers.
Yay, I love this, question and answers, because I get a lot of unique questions and it's just fun, you know?
Yeah, definitely. You've got some very unique listeners out there. Some of the questions come in have been very, some serious or exercise related. Some are just more personal, like wanting to know more about yourself. Some are just weird, so I deleted them. They went straight into
weird
the trash
questions.
But yeah, overall, I asked some good quality questions. And one of the best things is from all parts of the world. There's some from Sweden, some from New York. There's one from Kenya. There's one from Germany. Yeah, so.
Oh my goodness.
Good stuff. There's people all over the world listening.
Yeah,
just
definitely.
Cool to know.
Yeah, you're from other, just leave it where you're from, because we want you here.
Yeah,
all the place, you know?
Exactly. It's great when we know where people are listening and who they are. It's lovely for us to know that there are people listening and enjoying asking these questions and hearing Minsu's answers. So, shall we start?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay, let me pick which
is the way, I don't really know about the question, so this is not really scriptured, guys. I'm really listening and then talking.
Right, so first of all, let's start with an easy one. This is from Sophie in Sweden.
Sweden.
Lovely place. And Sophie asks, are you a good cook?
Are you a good cook? Oh, well, I want to say, I'm not really, but I can say I can make a healthy food, sweet potatoes. chicken breast salad, those are tomatoes.
Yeah.
I mean,
single ingredient food.
guys, I don't really cook, but I eat the natural, raw food. So, and because I find it's very healthy, but sometimes I wish I can be a better cook. And if I meet someone very special, then I definitely want to be willing to learn more, but something has to be super healthy. But to answer your question, Sophie, I don't consider good cook, but I eat raw food.
This actually ties in very well with another question, which came from Anne. I think it's a male name, A-H-N, A-H-N, from Korea. And he asked, do you prefer cooking for people or people cooking for you?
Oh, so I love eating so much. So to answer your questions, I definitely love to eat, period. I do not enjoy cooking, I'm sorry. But what I found, this is my experience from previous experience. When I love someone, that I know how I love this person, I want to cook for this person, you know? So even though I'm suck at cooking, I love this guy, I want to make... So I made peanut butter and jellies. Yeah, I literally made actually it was not peanut butter and jelly. It was almond butter and no jelly. So because at the time my favorite snack was almond butter with wheat bread, so I made that all the time.
He just made a sandwich. Wow, so romantic.
I love eating, not cooking.
So you would prefer people cooking for you?
Yes, please.
But
I am really good. Eater. So I think if you like to cook, I think they really are happy when they have someone who really enjoy the food.
Someone
right?
can enjoy their food, exactly.
Yeah.
You can clean the plate, finish everything on the plate. But isn't it a problem? What if they made you something you thought was really unhealthy, or would you just eat it anyway because they made the effort?
Ooh,
or would it...
That would be insulting if they made me something like that, because they know who I am. You should know better. Then I love pizza, but you can definitely make healthy pizza. So, I'm sorry if,
So, someone...
Don't insert me!
Yeah, cook for you, but it should be something that...
Healthy, tasty,
yeah, okay, fair enough. And this next one, this comes from a guy called...
I'm gonna leave my address here, and then if you wanna cook something, send me!
Send it in nice packaging so you can cook it again. But this one's from a guy called Tim in Kenya. Lovely.
Kenya.
Very nice. And Tim asks, what's the country you have yet to be that you most want to visit?
Oh, there are actually so many countries that I want to visit because I haven't been many places yet. But I've heard so many good things about Spain. And I've been to Europe like 12 years ago, like 2004. And I wanted to go back all the countries because I don't know if you have heard about my story. And I had really bad experiences in traveling Europe. So I definitely want to travel to Europe again. But if you ask me to go one country, and I want to go to Spain and with someone very special. And hopefully my fiancé.
Actually, my parents' honeymoon was in Spain.
Really?
Yes. So many moons ago. But and I've been there quite often myself. It's a great place.
Yeah?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Great food also. Paella.
Awesome.
Some good football teams if you like to watch good football. So.
But Kenya. I want to go to Kenya too.
Oh, Kenya, yeah.
Yeah.
My father's been there recently and he also had a lot of good things to say about Kenya. So.
A lot of like animals.
Safari park or
something.
Safari,
yes.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, so Spain, then Kenya. Okay, interesting.
Make
top
sure
two.
You run fast just in case you meet the lion.
Okay, so next one. This one is from, just more fashion related, I suppose. It's from Sarah.
Okay.
With no H, S-A-R-A.
Sarah
from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I wish I could do the accent, but yeah, she wants to know, where do you buy your clothes? And she adds some information. She says, I find it very hard to find things to fit my body since I've started training and gotten more muscular. So I would be really interested in hearing on where you buy your clothes.
Oh, man. But Sarah, you are lucky because you're in the States. You have more options than me. Like here in Korea, literally no clothes to whatsoever for me to wear. Like I have no clothes for sure. What I wear, so I do have a like smaller waist and then probably muscular in my bottom, especially my legs and glutes. So it's very hard. And my shoulders be getting, or lats are getting wider. So it's really, really hard to find the clothes, definitely. So what I wear, oftentimes it's like workout clothes, but not look like workout clothes. So right now what I'm wearing is, it's off shoulder. It's like, it's supposed to be skirt, but it's made in, I don't know what's that,
spandex, no?
It is very spandex. It looks like black dress-ish, and off shoulder. It really makes me feel comfortable because I do have a wide shoulder and I don't want it to like show too much, but because it's off shoulder, it looks, you know, nice and feminine, and it's black, so it doesn't look super like muscular. If I wear white, it's like shoulders, you know, down to like triceps. So
popping,
I mean, out. I don't want to like impress. I mean, I love my muscle, but when I do wear, you know, dress, I think about those. So I wear this spandex skirts most of times because it doesn't really have the size. And on the bottom, I do have this kind of leggings, white leggings. I find the leggings is very comfortable because it just fit my waist, my glutes, no problem. Don't really squeeze my muscles, anything like that. So yeah, definitely it gives you less options. But I find that if you are fitter and if you do have muscle, you don't want to wear baggy clothes because it's going to really look more like bigger and you look like fat, you know? It's not like you're fat. So it's more that fits your body more and shows your body shape. But I don't see now, I don't necessarily have to fit like from head to toe, but maybe your waistline and some like, you know, targeting area and then loosen up later. So it just makes your body shape looks better. So.
But this kind of stuff, did you just walk into a shop like in Myeongdong or something and just buy it right away, or did you have to order it?
Oh, so right now what I wear is avocado. So It's sharp avocado or avocado activewear. So avocado, well, Instagram you can check Avomuse. I will just link it below, but it's avocado activewear. They do have many, it's a California brand, but they do based on like the activewear, but it's more, you can actually wear the lifestyle. So yeah, that's one of the brands I wear. And oftentimes I don't really have any specific brand. Because it's like it's hard for me to find the right one. So anytime I go find it, then I choose it. But I see definitely have more options in the States or when I'm traveling. Or some tropical, like, I think dress is working well for me. Like dresses and, yeah, for sure. Because of pants, it's hard to find the, you know, something fitting.
So the majority of your clothes, you would say you order from online or something?
Online and majority of clothes I wear is avocado at this moment. But you know what? That's my questions too. I've been asking my friend, like, where do you get your clothes? I have not bought any clothes from online either, because I'm a person who literally has to try them on and see, because I think it all looks different. So anytime I do try online shopping, I fail.
Mm.
So if you are out there, any listeners, Fit Fam, if you know any cool website to get any cool clothes for someone like us, then let us know. Leave a comment below. So
yeah, or if you are a designer and you create clothes for fit
for
people,
sure,
feel free to ask Minsu to model your clothes for you.
Yeah, yeah, it has to be good.
Yeah, exactly. High quality only, please. Yeah, okay, that's interesting. I assume it's becoming more of an issue in Korea these days, because more people are getting into fitness and the regular sizes aren't exactly perfect for everyone anymore. So maybe there will be a development in.
Maybe I will create one. Minsu,
yeah, there you
Minsu
go.
Brand, yeah.
It's brand, the gold standard clothing line. So if you, yeah, that's a good question for Sarah in Minnesota. This one is slightly different and it's very different. Andrew from Alberta in Canada, he wants to know, do you have a pet? If yes, what kind of pet is it? If no, what pet would you most like to have? And he adds the information, I want to have a snake, but my girlfriend hates them. Poor fella.
I would not want to have a snake in my room or house, for sure. I would just go to the zoo to see. I used to have many pets growing up. Like, my mom had, like, turtle, fish, and the bird.
A turtle? Like a
turtle, like,
yeah,
the real,
yeah,
turtle, yeah. And also frog. The frog is more... It was for my science class. We had to have the frog from the egg to mold it to.
Okay.
I don't know how we did it, because I don't really like frog anymore, you know. But anyway, we did it, and right now I do have dogs. I have two dogs, Maltese, white Maltese, very cute. I used to have four, but the mom died, and then my baby boy died, and I was so painful. Like the other day, I thought about my baby so much, and like, it's just so heartbroken. Like, he had a kind of weakened knee problem, and we thought we want to make it better, so we gave him like surgery, which was stupid because the doctor says he should get surgery, blah blah blah, but he was too weak to take the surgery, and something went wrong during the surgery, and he actually just, he died. It was like, no, it's still so sad. Like, he's just our family.
Thanks for asking that, Andrew. Bringing up these sad memories.
But yeah, I do have two dogs.
So yeah, the answer is yes, two dogs. Okay. let's move on quickly. Something else. This is another person from Korea. This is Lin in Seoul. She asks, would you recommend fitness modeling as a job or a career for a girl in Korea? So do you see it as a good profession? Is it worth pursuing? Would you?
She
specifies in Korea.
Yeah,
so
I mean, in Lin, well, it depends on like what you want out of it. You know, what do you want? Why you want to do this? Just for cash? I mean, you know, what's the purpose of doing it? And being a fitness model, first of all, it's not like you see. It doesn't bring me thousands, like hundred thousands of money. So it can be very hard unless you become super like unique person or athlete. You are not going to be able to make the living out of it. So you can do the side job, but still then my question is why you want to be the fitness model. I'm sure there are gotta be some reasons. Like, I do fitness modeling, but again, it's not my one of my jobs or one of my careers that I do for my career. But again, it's up to you. If you find it, it's interesting. I love modeling. I enjoy in front of the camera and then posing. And one of the things that I like is get the best moment and beautiful. Like, I don't see myself all the time like that. But sometimes I like, wow, like, I have that image, or I do have those emotion or express myself. And I get to see, I love seeing that. And the another best part is, when you keep those photos, the professional looking photos, 10 years from now, even 20, when I tell my kids or my grandchildren, whatever, they see, oh, this was me, you know, back in my hot days. But it's just so amazing to have a memories.
Yeah,
but
capturing
you,
the
yeah,
memories.
Yeah, capturing the moment. But you don't have to be the definite fitness model to capture the moment. You can just be normal or whatever and just take photos. But I enjoy taking photos like that, but you gotta be careful because there are so many people out there trying to take advantage, and you gotta definitely know where you stand, what's okay with you, what's not, because this art, expressing with your body through the art and pornography, it's really close, you know?
The fine line
is so close that if you just don't think about it carefully, then you will make a mistake, the big mistake, and you don't want to do that. And don't let people to force things that you don't feel comfortable with, because that happens. Like, you do, I've done, like, implied nude pictures and that, but only if you can trust the artist, and then you find the reason why you're doing it, and you find the beautiful art on your body. But if you just pursue that for the money and the sexual, like, object, that yeah, I definitely tell them, I mean, tell you to walk away from it, because you are not gonna be happy with the result or end.
Okay, lovely. That's a very in-depth answer for Lynn's question there, so hopefully it helps her make up her mind. And yeah, if she has the passion, I'm sure she'll pursue it herself. Okay, so it's a very busy Friday here in Seoul, so we're gonna move quickly on. The next question is all the way from New York. And this guy's name is Jay. And Jay is wondering, do fitness girls such as yourself only want to date fit guys? Or do normal guys like myself have a chance?
Well, you gotta think about that question, reverse that question. So when someone is fit like that, that means that's important to them, right? So if the staying fit is important to them, then definitely it's important to the significant others. So it's not that we, a fitness model or fit girls, want to be just with the fit guys. No, but we, because it's important, those lifestyle, and you know how it takes takes time and effort to get there, eating healthy food and being active. So when you be with somebody, and someone doesn't have to be like bodybuilders or like athlete, but someone has to enjoy that lifestyle. So me, same thing. Like, I don't wanna be with a guy like bodybuilder or athlete, anything like that, but someone who loves being like healthy, like in lifestyle, like life pattern. Because if the person likes to like eat snacks all the time, or like hot dogs and pizzas regular days, then it's just so not for me. Like,
it's a clash of lifestyles.
Yeah,
you
so
can share.
Someone has to have a sharing same thing and passion. And because it matters to me, then I want to be with someone who matters to me too.
Right, so that's maybe a reason why you see a lot of fitness couples, like the girl and the guy are both fit, because
yeah,
they can share interests
and
understand.
Some fun things together, like hobbies, not necessarily working out together,
yeah,
but even hiking or doing some activities, you know. But if that person doesn't like being active, then it's going to be so hard. Like, okay, I'm going to read a book, then you do this, like, it's not fun.
Right. Okay, lovely. Okay, we're going to wrap up with one more question. This is quite a good one. This is from a guy called Taewon. Taewon in Busan. So in the very southern part of Korea. Taewon asks, what would be harder for you to give up? Coffee or Korean food? So if you had to not eat Korean food anymore or not drink coffee anymore, which one would you give up? It's a difficult question.
Like, drinking coffee.
Drinking coffee. So
right.
No more coffee for the rest
right.
of your life, or no more Korean food for the rest of your life.
I don't know why we're talking about this. Well, I would definitely go for Korean food because coffee is just one.
Yeah.
Korean food, so many.
So you would give up coffee?
Because coffee,
yeah.
I can find the caffeine in different like form. I mean, it could be green teas or it could be something else. Put it in a caffeine. So many other options. But Korean food, there are so many Korean food that I don't think I just want to give up on. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so.
Smart answer. I think a lot of people are really addicted to coffee, so they can't imagine giving up coffee for anything. So I think
you can actually substitute to something else. You know, does coffee the best is more the caffeine, and if you the teas, I think tea would be the really good substitute for coffee. Well, I love coffee, by the way, but drinking too much coffee is not good for you. So I'm managing some drinking teas, healthy teas, or coffee.
And you don't want to give up Korean food.
Some of them, you know, not all, but
yeah. I think by now I could never give up Korean food. It's,
really?
Yeah, too good.
Yeah, probably so too, because I was born with it and I love Korean food. But I don't see sometimes what's really Korean food. Now I'm more really mixed.
Yeah.
Because Koreans, like, I mean, it's still meat, still vegetables, still grain. So for me, there's no really what's Korean food, what's like.
More fusion kind of stuff. Okay, lovely stuff. Okay, these are lots of really interesting questions. We got a lot more, but there were some weird ones like why are blueberries not blue and, you know, these kind of madman questions. But what we would like is for people to keep on sending questions. You can send them Instagram, you can DM them, you can leave a comment on Facebook, you can send emails, right?
Yeah, you can check out my website. You get all the information or just show notes here. That goes in there, the word simply leave a comment below so we will answer your questions. BetterYouByMinsugo.com and you can find all information simply Instagram Minsugo. I do check my DM like all the time, so just send me the direct message, the questions, and I will answer you here. So stay tuned, don't miss any. If you have to, just download it and just listen there.
Exactly. And yeah, just as this is episode 10, we'd like to say a very big thank you for being our listeners this far. Like, getting to 10 episodes is actually quite a big achievement for us. We feel really great about it.
Yeah.
And if you could subscribe, write a comment, share your experiences with other people, let them know about the podcast, that would be great, because the more listeners we have, the better it is for the podcast, and we can keep on going and keep making episodes for you.
Yes,
so.
Please. Otherwise, I'm not going to make it soon anymore. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Please support us by just sharing and liking it and just joining. Well, anyway, so thank you again for being here and ask many questions. I want to hear from you. We are so excited to have you here. So till then, stay tuned, stay active, be happy, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye bye
everyone. Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Gold Standard with Minsugo. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.